Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're talking water issues here in Nevada with attorney Joe Gill for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program the attorney Joe Gill. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Morning, Sam.
Are you looking forward to the next legislative session, whoever it may be?
Let me see. Looking forward.
It's a trick question.
Looking forward, I'm really scared to death.
Let me ask you about water issues. We're taping this right before the election, so we don't have results of anything at this point in time. But we do know that water is going to be a major issue at the legislature. Which of the biggest issues do you think are going to bubble to the surface, if I can use that pun?
Well, it depends on several things. Number one, we may or may not have a new state engineer by the next legislative session. I think Jason King, the current state engineer, has said, and he said it directly to me, that he doesn't want to be around during the next legislative session. But there doesn't appear to be any heir apparent. And so he's got the most experience coming from the regulatory point of view, and would presumably have an agenda that has some specifics in it. Last session he testified in favor of some definition changes in the law, and I would expect that might come up from the state engineer's office. If we have a brand new state engineer, if he comes from within the ranks of the state engineer's office, then there would be some continuity. If a new governor goes outside of the state and picks somebody that none of us in the water world know anything about, that would be a factor. So that's one part of this. Then Eureka County has some issues that they need to have addressed. They tried to do it in the last legislative session because Diamond Valley, part of Eureka County, is relatively, well, it isn't relatively, it's very over-appropriated, and it's a groundwater-dependent basin, and they have some issues they need to deal with. So that's a an entity that could bring some water legislation. The Central Nevada Water Authority has already published some ideas for some changes. For instance, interbasin transfer statutes, they think, need to be strengthened.
In what direction? To allow more or less?
Well, to put restrictions, maybe not to allow more or less, but to put restrictions on the way interbasin transfers are currently done. But remember, I mean, Virginia City wouldn't be Virginia City without an interbasin transfer of water from the Tahoe Basin into the Carson River Basin. Fallon would have a few nice farms, but without the interbasin transfer from the Truckee River through the Derby Canal at Derby Dam into Lake Lahontan, mixing with Carson River water, there wouldn't be any Fallon, big agricultural enterprise in Fallon. Lovelock gets its water from an interbasin transfer. I mean, I think there's like 14 or 15 interbasin transfers in the state right now. So that kind of legislation might show up. And then there's always an expert in the legislature, a legislator, a water expert who has his or her own ideas, and that could be a factor too. So
does that concern you with term limits, that the people that had been around a long time and did understand these issues inside and out, whatever their perspective, are no longer there, that we have newcomers dealing with this incredibly complex issue?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the foremost experts in water in the legislature is now a Clark County Commissioner, Marilyn Kirkpatrick. If she was still the Speaker of the Assembly, or, you know, was still in the Assembly, there might be more continuity in the Assembly because of her expertise. Pete Gokachia is running for his last term as a state senator. He's an acknowledged expert in water issues from Eureka County and represents a huge part of rural Nevada. When he leaves the legislature, you know, that will be a problem. James Settlemyer knows a lot about water law, Senator Settlemyer from Douglas County. So yeah, term limits have changed a lot, but in a complicated situation. I've been practicing law for 37 years. A lot of my practice through the years has been on water issues, water and resource issues, and I'm still learning stuff. And there are people, there are good water lawyers here in the Reno area who've been doing it a lot longer than I have. So it's a complicated area of law. A lot of people think they know a lot about it. And that's what I was referring to, the legislator expert. And I don't mean that in a pejorative way, but it takes a long time to understand this stuff. And I had a shovel in my hand when I was 7 years old irrigating our family's pasture. So that's another part of this that I think somebody needs to have some experience in order to really understand water law.
Senator Reid said before the Las Vegas Metro Chamber about 18 months ago, before he left office, the most important thing for the chamber to do was get water from Northeast Nevada and bring it down to the Las Vegas Strip, because it was more important to be flushing toilets in hotel casinos on the Strip than it was to be growing alfalfa. Didn't get nearly as much press as one would have imagined. But how do you respond to that?
I can't respond to that.
Okay, all right, so we'll move on. Tom Gallagher was on the program saying, from Seminole Engineering, that a lot of the water issues in the state are way outdated, that the laws don't apply to the situation we have on the ground now. Is that something you would agree with?
In the most general sense, I would, Sam. You know, our water law is based on the prior appropriation doctrine, which basically says the first person to use it has the highest priority, and you have to use the water and put it to beneficial use, in order to maintain that water right. But the first sentence of the water law in Nevada under Chapter 533 says that all of the water in Nevada belongs to all of the people in Nevada, or words to that effect. So, we have to figure out a way, it seems to me, that all of the people can benefit. The example is the Colorado River, strangely enough. The Colorado River allocations were based upon an act of Congress, but primarily a prior appropriation doctrine philosophy. And for years, the states and Mexico and the United States fought each other on the Colorado River until a bunch of people with some great foresight, Pat Mulroy at the Southern Nevada Water Authority, among them representing Nevada, realized that fighting over this water was really a dumb idea. We had to figure out a way, they had to figure out a way to accommodate all of the needs, and as a result of that, new agreements have been formulated on the Colorado River. So let's take the Humboldt River as an example in Nevada. Longest river in North America, flowing nowhere, with no sea terminus. And along that river, we've got all kinds of people. We've got relatives of people from Elko County who also farm and ranch in Pershing County in Lovelock area. They've got to figure out a way to accommodate each other's needs, it seems to me, without fighting each other. And that's a general statement. So if that's what Tom said, if that's what he was alluding to, I would quite agree with that. However, we have two chapters in the water law, one dealing with groundwater, the other dealing with the state engineer's procedures and surface water in a general sense. And it's worked pretty well for a long time. So we need to figure out a way to not throw the baby out with the bathwater and accommodate both chapters of the water law without radically changing them, it seems to me. But for all of the people in the state of Nevada to work together to accommodate their uses for all of the water in Nevada.
Well, it was very interesting when an entity in Arizona was bucking the trend on the Colorado River. It was amazing how quickly they got shut down.
Yes, exactly.
And it wasn't the federal government that did it.
No.
It was the users along the river.
Sure. And you know, Arizona and Nevada are a great example. You know, Nevada has banked Colorado River water in Arizona aquifers for years in the event that there might be an emergency and there's a necessity to use some of that water. If you can't take the water out of the river, these banked facilities might be able to help alleviate a problem in southern Nevada. For a long time, the only water source in the Las Vegas Valley was the Las Vegas Valley aquifer. And the pumping that occurred that depleted that aquifer resulted in land subsidence in, for instance, the township of Winchester of tens of, you know, 10, 12, 13 feet in places because of the new intakes in the Colorado River and the original intake, which went into effect in the 70s. The depletion of the valley aquifer has stopped, and in fact water has been put back into the valley, and now there's a full aquifer under the Las Vegas under Las Vegas and the other towns in Las Vegas Valley. So, you know, management is a big deal too, and we have to continue to think about creative ways to manage this limited resource that we have and the water managers do a good job of that. Here in the Truckee Meadows, down in Las Vegas, cities along the Humboldt River, you know, Elko and Carlin, things like that. These people are thinking about the source of the source of water and how to manage it a lot.
All right. Let's take a break. More with Joe Guild when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Attorney Joe Guild, an expert in the state of Nevada on water issues. I wanted to just a quick answer here relatively on the Walker River. For years, it didn't matter how much water came down the Walker River. Walker Lake was never going to go up because it was so over-appropriated. Have things changed to the point where if we have a good wet year, the Walker Lake will actually rise?
Well, it has done that. And I really can't say much more because I'm a litigant on the...
Oh, okay.
I own water rights in the Walker River Basin.
All right. Then let's turn to another topic then,
sure.
Which is... you know, we're now seeing a revival of Ivanpah as, you know, the next airport for Las Vegas. This was talked about quite a few years ago. It would take all of the freight away from McCarran.
Right.
But that would be an incredibly huge development that is south of Las Vegas. Not just in the fact you're building an airport, but all of the commercial infrastructure that would go around it and industrial, light rail being built between Las Vegas and Ivanpah. What about the water portion of that?
I really don't even know. I imagine that in that valley there is some groundwater, but you know, other than that, I have no clue, Sam.
So at this point, that should be a topic of discussion as to, because I know that you know, the Southern Nevada Water Authority has said that they are covered as far as water goes, but one would think that that would be a huge expansion.
Yeah, I don't even know how far Ivanpah is from, like, say, Mandalay Bay on the Strip, but it would take an infrastructure expenditure, but as far as the amount of water and how they do it, I really have no clue.
One of the issues that's come up again over the last over the weekend was the amount of water that Los Angeles loses when it rains, and literally billions of gallons of water rush out to the sea. And I talked to Pat Mulroy about, you know, retention basins, things like that. Is that just a pipe dream, if you'll pardon the pun?
I will pardon the pun.
Thank you. You're gracious, sir.
I'll try and have a pun of my own here before we end. I'm sure those are accurate numbers about, you know, the rainwater and the amount that goes into the ocean. You know, Los Angeles is a really interesting place. I just recently read some things about it myself, and I knew it before this, but there are literally no restrictions on lawn watering in Los Angeles.
Right.
Or the San Fernando Valley.
Right.
And yet, you know, there are, my daughter and her husband just bought a house in Henderson about a year and a half ago, and the amount of lawn that's associated with that house is smaller than this table that we're sitting at. So there are huge restrictions in Las Vegas. I imagine Los Angeles could conserve an incredible amount of water if they just imposed, well, like every other day restrictions like we have here in Washoe County.
Right, I mean, they wouldn't even need to build these retention basins.
Exactly. Then if they built retention basins, Sam, my goodness, there might be a surplus of water. As far as the calculations go and the numbers and the comparative amounts of water coming out of the Colorado River going to Los Angeles and the savings and all that, I just imagine that there would be an ability for Los Angeles to continue its growth and not maybe take as much out of the Colorado River. And maybe poor old Nevada with its 300,000 acre feet of allocation compared to the 4.8 million acre feet of allocation that California gets could get maybe a cookie or a crumb.
And the odds of that?
Slim to none.
Let's take a break.
Because California has a huge delegation in Congress.
Yes, they do. And we'll be right back with Joe Gild after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with attorney Joe Gild, who also has another forte, because we're coming up to the holiday season and people need to be giving great gifts. and there's a book he wrote about a year ago. Tell us about the book and why you wrote it.
Okay, thanks for the plug, Sam. It's called Seasons of the Ranch, The Great Basin, A Misunderstood Landscape. It's on Amazon, and you can get it there. You can get it at Sundance Books here in Reno, or the Western Folklife Center up in Elko. It's a book about this very misunderstood landscape we live in from the ranching perspective, which is another one of the hats you know I wear. And so it's some essays, which kind of give an introduction to the Great Basin, and then some poetry that, kind of nails, puts the nail in the wood a little deeper, and then finally some haiku, which are Japanese form of poetry that dig a little deeper. And the whole idea is to introduce the reader in a literary way to the Great Basin, which is, if you drive across the Great Basin, I'll put it this way, on Highway 50 or Highway 80, you see some things. You see some mountains, you might see a cow or two or a wild horse out in the distance. You see a few farms and ranches, but you really don't see the Great Basin. You go up in one of those canyons off of Highway 50 or Highway 80, and all of a sudden, you see cottonwood trees, flowing water, you might see big game, bighorn sheep, elk, antelope, deer, chukar, partridge, and so the whole, if you get into a canyon, as an example, to use an analogy and a metaphor, then you can really see the Great Basin. Okay, so that's the whole idea of the book.
So once again, the title of the book is?
Seasons of the Ranch, The Great Basin, A Misunderstood Landscape, and you can get it on Amazon.
By Joe Guild. A good friend. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for the plug.
Hey, it's a great Christmas gift, and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you on the next broadcast.